Inputs and demand raising food prices. Welcome again, everyone, to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. Americans are paying more for just about everything these days, but food and fuel are at the top of the list. Chelsea Good reports that high input cost and growing demand are to blame.
Food prices have hit record highs, and people are quick to lay blame. But what are the real causes of the expensive spike?
Food prices are rising largely because the costs of producing food are rising around the world at a much greater clip than the productivity of global agriculture. Higher oil prices increase production costs, which again, that limits the profitability of agriculture.
Agriculture Department Trade and Biofuels Analysis Division Director Michael Dwyer says that increased global demand also boosts prices.
Every year, the middle class in the developing countries are getting wealthier and wealthier and more numerous. The implications for global food demand are huge. All the fundamentals are in place on the demand side that we should see continued upward pressure on prices.
Reduced stocks, partially due to global weather situations, just makes the problems worse.
Don't expect a lot of relief from high prices, because even though we do expect a rebound in production, stocks are at such low levels that there's got to be some rebuilding of inventory. And as a result, prices will stay high.
Chelsea Good, Washington.
Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander spoke out on the issue earlier this week after meeting with area farmers in Murfreesboro.
The demand in China and India and other places in the world where people are getting richer and they're driving the price of grain up, for example. Famines and droughts have reduced the supply of grain. And then mostly energy. Energy is in every aspect of food production, and when the price of diesel or the price of gasoline when the price of electricity goes up, the price of food is going to go up.
And Senator Alexander said he would like to see much more research going into biofuels produced with non-edible crops like switchgrass. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.